Within me, I feel the instinct for greatness. In me, I feel the instinct for greatness. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Within me, I feel the instinct for greatness, and I reveal it as I think about it. The opportunity to think about the things that go on in me are pretty important. They're pretty wonderful. These things that I think about me, are they the everyday ideas that go on in my life? Are they the everyday attitudes that go on in my world? Or are they something that is something a little more special? Do I have ideas that say, hey, let's levitate, teleport, let's fly to the moon, let's create new ideas, let's create a car that does wonderful things, let's go and plant things in our garden and let's plant plants that are going to be whole and healthy and fantastic and beneficial for eating and beneficial for every possible way. Hey, let's think about how we can help create a world that is exciting and wonderful to live in. How we can create a world that we enjoy every moment of my life. I enjoy every moment of my life. How do I create a world that I can do these things in? How do I do it? In me is the instinct for greatness. I don't think of myself as being great in coming up with the accomplishments, with coming up with the ways of doing these things. I don't think of myself as great for having done this. It's my nature to do it. It's my nature to be a sculptor. It's my nature to be a writer. It's my nature to be a dancer. It's my nature to sing. It's my nature to have great, beautiful, grand, glorious thoughts that uplift me and send me into the heavenly realms. Yes, it's my nature. It's my nature to think beautiful thoughts. It's my nature to live beautiful thoughts. It's my nature to have a life that's filled with such magic and such wisdom and such joy that it seems like it's a never-ending experience, a never-ending delight. It's a never-ending way of looking at all the things that life is. And that's who I am. That's who I am. I am the never-ending things that life is. Where do these ideas come from that say to me, hey, build a better mousetrap? Hey, think about things that are fun to do. Hey, what? Wouldn't it be wonderful? I don't know anything about cars. I don't know anything about their design and how they're created, but I think I'd like to design a new car. Now, what do I want in a car? Well, I have owned a number of cars, and I've driven in lots of cars, and I have ridden in lots of cars, and I've seen pictures of them, and I've seen them in the Popular Science magazine and other magazines that play up these things. And as I see them, I think to myself, yes, look at that. Look at that. Now, if we would do it like this, if we would make this little change here, if we'd make this little improvement right here, if we could set the steering wheel at just a little different angle, if we could have the steering wheel be just two little knobs, like you do in an airplane, and the pilot of the airplane doesn't necessarily have to have a wheel, he has the yoke that he holds onto. Now, what's the benefit of the yoke? What's the benefit of the yoke? How could a car have a yoke, and would it be an improvement for the car? Well, maybe. Maybe. Think of it. Find something that gives you the yoke attitude, like the bicycle. You're riding a bike that has a yoke. You don't have a steering wheel for a bike. Now, why do you have a yoke for a bike? Why do you have these things? And then you think of this. Thoughts go through your mind. And as thought goes through your mind, that instinct for greatness, the instinct for magic, the instinct for doing something a little different, a little more wonderful, a little more exciting comes into your mind. And as these ideas come into your mind, you don't think that they're something beyond your capacity to understand. You just think about them. And as you think about them, you give them power to sort of expand and grow and reveal themselves for all that they are. And pretty soon, ideas come to you. Ideas come to you that say, hey, let's make this little change. Let's make that little change. Let's do this. Let's add this. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a car that had a built-in cell phone, that had a built-in video, that had a built-in computer, that had built-in music? And wouldn't it be wonderful if you just speak your word and say, let's listen to Claire de Lune. Let's listen to Minuet by Don Juan. Let's listen to the Moonlight Sonata. Let's listen to some music. No matter what the music is, no matter what sort of an area on your computer and on your listening you have it, it immediately goes there and pulls it up and plays it. And then you say, softer, louder. You say, more bass, more treble. You say, set it to what my ideal feeling is. This is being done now. This is being done now. It wasn't done years ago because other things were being thought of at that time. But now, with the new ideas that are coming out by scientists and by developers and by people who are in computers, and these are being introduced into the car as a normal thing. The Cadillac has many of these things in it. The Bentley, the Rolls-Royce, the bigger name cars, the more expensive cars have these things built in because the people are not concerned about what the price is. They're not concerned about the cost. They're only concerned about what they would like to experience in that car. And they're experiencing it because cost is not the point. They don't think, how much is it going to cost? Can we do it? Will it sell? Will it be some? They just create it because they want to create it. And when they create it because they want to create it, they put a price tag on the car equal to covering the cost of installing it and creating it and putting it in there. Within each one of us is the instinct for greatness, and we have the ability to reveal it and as we think about it. Now, you and I think about many wonderful things that never come to pass. And yet, if we were to think about it at any length, if we were to think about it with any depth in our heart and our soul, we would say, wow. Now, people who want advanced car definitions, they go to the more expensive cars and they see what's being done. And they say, oh my goodness, they're doing that already. It must cost a lot of money because they're putting a high price tag on there. Well, now let's put it on the lower price cars and let's have a lower price tag on them. Now, how can we do that? Well, we do that by just seeing it done. Now, we don't have to do it. We dream it and then we find that it is already done. Because every thought, every dream, every idea we ever have in our mind is already fulfilled somewhere. It's already complete somewhere. Someone has already demonstrated that in their Cadillac or in their Bentley or in their Rolls-Royce or in their cars that are exciting and wonderful. Yes, we have the ability to be greatness, to think magic. And we don't call it that, wisely so. We just call it dreaming. We just call it thinking. We just call it imagination. We don't think of how it can be done, whether it is affordable, whether it is something beneficial or profitable for a manufacturer to put forth. We just think of it. And as we think of it, we empower it to be. And as we empower it to be, it comes into being. Ours is to enjoy the dream, to enjoy the vision, to enjoy the greatness of the ideas that flood through our consciousness every moment of our life. And as these ideas flood through our consciousness, our idea is to not only let them flood, but as it floods through our consciousness, let them be something that we want, that we delight in, that we excite in. Let them be something that make us feel, yes, that's great. Yes, that's fantastic. And as we think about it, we reveal it. And we may reveal it as already complete somewhere by somebody. And that's okay. But what we want to do all the time is realize that this instinct for greatness within us, within me, within you, within all of us, it's not a matter of something that has to be done. It's just a matter of magic that's waiting to be revealed. And as it's revealed, who knows? It may come out in some way that's already been done, like an automobile dealer who's already putting it out. Or it may be something that is going to be in cars yet to be built, cars yet to be dreamed, cars yet to be imagined and brought forth. And why not? All of these things are there for us. They're there for us to excite in and delight in. And that's what it's all about. Today, I make that claim for myself. I listen within. I feel the instinct for greatness within. And it is revealed as I think about it. In any area at all, in any area at all, right now, it is done, and it is magically done. Walk with me in this new level of awareness that we have always walked in, but now we can walk in it knowing that we can dream, and then realize that somewhere that dream is already fulfilled. And we know where it is. Dream with me and have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.